You see, my name's Phil, and I like watching things on the big screen and on the small screen, occasionally on Netflix as well. So make yourselves comfortable, everybody. Get yourself cozy, because it's time to Netflix and Phil. And what have I been watching this week? It's an American police action drama series. It's another buddy cop, little bit cheesy. One person who's a policeman with a backstory paired up with somebody who isn't a policeman but has a knack of solving cases, so they end up tag teaming. Kind of program. It's called White Collar, and it's really nothing new. It's a few years old. It ran for 6 series that finished a few years ago, and it's a take on the premise of one person is a policeman with a backstory paired up with somebody who isn't a policeman but has a knack of solving cases, so they end up tag teaming anyway. They're a team made up of Jeff Easton, it's a series created by Jeff Easton, and it pairs up Tim Decay, who plays a regular from the FBI. He's part of the TV serial circuit. He's a detective of white collar crimes, things that are generally fraud, but somehow in this series just so happen to lead to a little bit of murder or gangs or such like. He's paired up with Matt Bomer, who plays his buddy. This time, the buddy is a talented con artist who, by solving crimes, works off his parole. And that's the arrangement that they have going. And it's alright, you guess. Now, usually I say whether you need to watch this or whether you don't need to. And I'm saying for White Collar, you don't need to watch this. It's nothing new. It's another kind of one person's a policeman with a backstory paired up with somebody who isn't a policeman but has a knack of solving crimes, so they end up tag-teaming anyway. But it's perfect fodder if you need to throw away an hour of maybe watching something, maybe with the parents during tea time, maybe during dinner, because it's very family-friendly and it's got that cheesiness that will endear to your mum and dad. But ladies and gents, that's just foreplay. Something to tease you, a proper piece of intense role-playing drama to live up your weekends with, I have for you. It's in the form of Kate Beckinsale, also known as Evelyn Jones from Pearl Harbor, and Selene from Underworld. She stars in Love and Friendship. Now, this film, Love and Friendship, is based on the as-yet unadapted Jane Austen novel Lady Susan, and our leading lady is the title character, and one of Jane Austen's earliest. Now, alongside your sort of standard 1790s love interests and costumes and high class and such like, there's almost laughter with Lazy Susan scheming and manipulating everybody through polite society, and it all kicks off when, as a widow, she travels to her in-laws so she can find a husband for herself and for her daughter, who's played by Moffat Clark. She knows her way through Jane Austen's work, does Moffat Clark, because she appeared in the most recent big screen adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, which you may know as Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. In the spirit, ladies and gents, of Netflix and Phil, with Love and Friendship, let's get it on.
Congratulations on being about to receive the most accomplished flirt in all England.
Excuse me for arriving this way. What a delightful family pose. Mrs. Cross has come with me as my companion to pack and unpack. And as there's a friendship involved, I'm sure the paying of wages would be offensive to us both. My brother-in-law is very rich. In one's plight, they say, is one's opportunity. Sir James Martin, vastly rich, rather simple.
How jolly. Tiny green balls. What are they called?
Peas.
If my daughter were not the greatest simpleton on earth, she'd be engaged to him now.
But, Mama, I can see Sir James is a kind man, but marriage is for one's whole life.
Not in my experience.
May I present Lady Susan?
Delighted to make your acquaintance.
He's handsome, isn't he?
In a calf-like way.
Mannerings in town.
Have you seen my husband?
Horrid woman. Deranged. But if she were going to be jealous, she should not have married such a charming man.
Does this woman always get her way? She has an uncanny understanding of men's natures.
I can't help fear that Lady Susan Vernon would destroy every comfort of our lives.
With pleasure. How ungentlemanly.
I'm enjoying Sir James's visit to Churchill.
Churchill, that's how you say it, altogether like that. I'd heard church and hill, but couldn't find either. All I could see was this big house.
promised that you would give up all contact with this woman.
What a mistake you made marrying him. Too old to be governable, too young to die.
Lady Susan.
How dare you address me, sir? Be gone, or I will have you whipped.
Outrageous. Have you never met him?
No, I know him well. I would never speak to a stranger like that.
That there is the Trail for Love and Friendship, starring Kate Beckinsale, directed by Whit Stillman. It's rated U and out now. Perfect material, love and friendship, for a little bit of Netflix and Phil action.